listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich. Presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, Dr. Mark Malkovich has been the general director of the Newport Music Festival for over 30 years and has brought the festival to international prominence. He is considered an expert in the field of chamber music and is a pianist of note himself. Enjoy beautiful music from his collection of over 15,000 discs containing many rarities from his travels around the world. My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich is presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Visit Toyota of Newport or HyundaiofNewport.com.
This is Mark Malkovich wishing all of you a very happy and blessed Easter Sunday. We start with Enrico Caruso singing Ave Maria with the violinist Misha Elman. It was composed by an English Benedict Kahn, 1880 to 1966, who is also the pianist. Caruso was considered by many the greatest tenor of all time. He was born in Naples in 1873, died there in 1921 at age only 48. He was the 18th child of a worker family, the father being a machinist. All 17 children born before him died in infancy, and then two were born after him who survived. He sang Neapolitan songs by ear, and he went on, as you all know, to one of the great operatic careers in musical history. Enrico Caruso singing Ave Maria.
Oh.
the next singer is no stranger to Newport and Rhode Island audiences. It's Inessa Galante, who was born in Riga, Latvia, and entered the Music Academy there in 1977. She began her singing career while she was still a student, and she was soon heard at the Riga Opera. Then she went to all the Eastern Bloc countries, as we used to call them, and then became a regular singer of the Kirov Opera in St. Petersburg. She was able to visit the West on an official visit to the U.S. and Canada with a Latvian ensemble, but she made her formal recital debut at our Newport Music Festival in 1997. When she returned to Riga in 1994, she made a recording titled Debut, which was issued on a CD worldwide and included the beautiful Caccini Ave Maria, which has since become a cult hit and received the coveted platinum disc. Let's listen to Inessa singing Caccini's Ave Maria. Caccini was a 16th century composer.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown, making it easier for you.
One of my all-time favorite singers is Rosa Pincel. We hear her singing the Bach Gounod Ave Maria. Let me tell you, Gounod, the French composer, wrote a melody over Bach's first prelude in C major from his well-tempered clavier, hence the Bach Gounod. Rosa, whose real name was Ponzillo, was born in Meriden, Connecticut in 1897, sang together with her sister Carmela, whom I had met in New York years later, and they sang in various entertainment places in New Haven, and then with her sister in Pittsburgh. She made her first appearance as an opera singer, if you could believe it, at the Met in New York City, in La Forza del Destino with the great Caruso in 1918, and remained there for 18 more seasons, receiving great praise for her opulent voice and her wonderful low tones and her natural interpretation of the Italian roles. I got to know her after her retirement at her home, Villa Pace, in a Baltimore suburb, celebrating her 80th birthday there in January of 1977. She died 4 years later at her home.
Thank you.
the next singer hardly needs an introduction. You'd recognize her voice immediately. She's singing the Ave Maria Piena di Grazie, Hail Mary Full of Grace, from Verdi's great opera Otello. It's Act 4, takes place in Desdemona's bedroom. She prepares to retire for the night, crushed by her husband Otello's violent jealousy. She kneels at the Prie-Dieu to recite the poignant Hail Mary. Cullis was a legend. She was responsible for the virtual rehabilitation of the long-neglected operas of Bellini and Donizetti, and set a rare new standard of the more familiar works of Verdi and Rossini. She was the unconditional queen of the world of opera. She was called La Divina, the Divine One. She possessed a star quality and a personal magnetism when on stage. Her intelligence and her innate musicianship was outstanding, and she had a natural dramatic instinct and left all her rivals behind. It was only when the voice itself and the way it was used came to be analyzed that there began to be arguments. But it was precisely because of her voice. It was different from any other soprano. It was really sounded like a reed instrument, and she did not fix herself as a title of soprano into any specific category. People were bewildered by that. Her coloratura soprano did not have the traditional pretty voice, and she would make ugly sounds in a highly dramatic manner when she felt the music demanded it. She was unique and strove for perfection. I met her at her apartment in Paris years ago when I was with her great friend John Coveney, who was the head of Angel Records Artist Management. When she had the affair with Onassis, and when it was announced that he was marrying Jacqueline Kennedy, I was with John when he talked to her by phone, and it was he who suggested that she say, "Aristotle and I have been friends for many years, and we shall continue to be great friends." That was Maria Cullis.
Thank you.
Let's listen now to Puccini's Gloria Mass. It was from an old LP of mine transferred to CD by myself. I'm very proud of that. We played it last year's Easter program. It is so full of joy, great exuberance that we just have to do it again. Let's listen again to Puccini's The Gloria from his Gloria Mass.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown, making it easier for you.
We conclude this wonderful Easter program again with Inessa Galante singing Exultate Jubilate, Mozart's Kurzweil 165. She's singing with the Czech Chamber Philharmonic. It's a glorious work, and I'm so happy to have this CD.
My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich was brought to you by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, where the deals are always better and service after the sale is simply the best. Call Toyota of Newport at 888-234-7014 or Hyundai of Newport at 888-234-7021.
Listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.